Okay, good morning, everyone. Welcome back to Three Ideas in 30 Minutes. Hope that everyone is doing well today. Everyone is having a beautiful week, a beautiful morning, getting ready for a wonderful Shabbos. Of course, this week we have another double parsha, Achrimos and Kedoshim, and a lot to talk about, but we'll try to get it all into our three ideas in only 30 minutes. I want to thank our sponsor this morning, anonymously in memory of Teddy Kellen, Shimon Tuvia, Ben Dov, Yehuda Leib Chaim, that our learning should be an aliyah for his neshama, as has our learning been for the last number of months. And, we can't do that. Hold on one second. I apologize. Okay, we are going to go to plan B. Okay. Again, just want to welcome everyone to Three Ideas in 30 Minutes. I want to thank our sponsor, in memory of Teddy Kellen. And again, our learning should be Eli Ule Nishma. So we have three ideas in 30 minutes. One amazing idea. I mean, all three ideas are going to be amazing, but one that's going to blow your mind away that I'm so excited about and that I cannot wait to share with you. And we're going to, you know, I always debate, do we do it the first one, the second one, the third one? I think the minhag now is to do it as the first one. That seems to be the one that I get most excited about, and this idea is unbelievable. It comes from Rav Tzadok HaKohen of Lublin, the Preet Tzadok, in a sefer on the Parsha, and it's really an amazing insight, and I promise you it will change your Shabbos this week. Not only will it change your Shabbos this week, but guaranteed it will change your Shabbosim going forward because of its connection to Eishes Chayil. Rav Tzadok starts off with the following premise, that there are what he calls two klipos. There are two things that we should avoid. Number one is what he calls eish, which is overzealousness, an overly passionate approach to life. The other is what he calls sheleg, which is snow, what we would call indifference or apathy. Of course, sheleg is most characterized by Amalek, Rashis Goyim Amalek, that Amalek was the first amongst the nations, as the Pasuk says, Asher Korcha Baderech, right, that we were on fire. We were coming out of Mitzrayim. We were passionate. We were excited. All of a sudden, Amalek comes along and says, you're not so great. God's not so amazing. You don't have to follow him. What are you getting so excited about? Asher korcha baderech. We were like on fire. And Amalek came along and said, time to cool down. Time not to be on fire anymore. So says Rav Tzadok, those are the two elements that we need to walk away from. On the one hand, fire. Right? That overzealousness, the radicalness, that in and of itself is dangerous. On the other hand, sheleg, indifference, that's also dangerous. Apathy, as I wrote a little bit about in this week's weekly, and again, we've spoken about a lot in the past, apathy is also enormously problematic. Rav Tzadok points out that these two, the fire and the snow, the zealousness and the apathy, are characterized by two different stories in Tanakh. I tell you, this is a beautiful idea, touches upon so many other ideas. The overzealousness, of course, is our parsha, right? Acharei Mos Shnei, right after the death of Aaron's two sons, Nadav and Avihu, we of course know that they got overly excited. They came into places, they brought korbanos they weren't supposed to be bringing, and Hashem says you can't have that. You can't have vigilantes in Judaism. You can't have people making up halacha for themselves. You can't have people making Shabbos for themselves. Hashem comes along and says, no dice, I can't do it. On the other hand, we know that the classic example of indifference and apathy comes from the story of the Meraglim. The Meraglim go to the land of Israel. They are mesmerized by what they see, and they come back and they say, right? Coldness and a certain sense of disillusionment and a lack of idealism about what exactly they saw, bordering almost on cynicism about the land of Israel. So if Nadav and Avihu were characterized by this fiery intensity, this passionate observance and service of Hashem at a fault, the sheleg, the indifference and the apathy, the coldness of the heart, that is characterized by the story of the Meraglim. Says Rav Tzadok, if you had to choose which one is more dangerous, which one would it be? Well, obviously both of them are dangerous. And yet, look at what we said here. In the Pasuk of Nadav and Avihu, all the way back in Parshas, a couple of Parshas ago, when Hashem kills Nadav and Avihu, what do the words say? Bikrovai ekadesh. Through those who come near to me, I will be sanctified. Now, in and of itself, that's a very strange language. Bikrovaya Kadesh, you just killed them. They did something wrong. And now you're saying you're going to sanctify them? So the answer is that while none of you were wrong, at least Hashem liked the passion. Hashem appreciated the enthusiasm. Yes, it was misdirected. Yes, we have to channel that passion. But Hashem said, okay, I get it. You're passionate about Judaism. Yes, we have to channel it. Yes, we have to moderate it. But I love the passion. What happens when it comes to the Meraglim? What is the punishment of the Meraglim? Hashem says, Im yiru es ha'aretz asher nishbati lavosam. They are never coming near me. Think about the contrast of that. Bekrovai ekadesh, with those who are near to me, I will be sanctified. And on the other hand, you say, they're not, I don't ever want them in my land. I don't want anything to do with them. Right? Of course, while the death of Nadav and Avihu is significant and tragic within the Torah, we don't have any fast days to commemorate it. We don't have weeks building up to those fast days to commemorate it. Of course, Chet HaMeraglim, Tisha B'Av, is the most solemn day on our calendar and continues to be to this very day. So you can't contrast the two episodes, says Rav Tzadok, because it's very clear that while the sin of passion is a catastrophic sin for Nadav and Avihu, Hashem at least says, like, I get it. I get wanting to be passionate. It's a good thing to have. You just have to channel a little bit. And you have to tone it down a little bit sometimes. The sin of the Meraglim, the sin of that coldness, of sheleg, of that ice, of that apathy, of that indifference, that, Hashem comes along and says, that has no place whatsoever in Judaism. Now, if that's the case, that this sheleg, that this indifference, that this apathy is so significant, how do we counter it? How do we defeat it? Says Rav Tzadok, v'neged zeh, against this character trait of sheleg. Sheleg means snow, a coldness, ice, apathy, indifference. Against that, tzrichim gaiva. You need to have a certain healthy sense of gaiva, k'ne'emar v'yigbali bo, says Rav Tzadok, b'darchei Hashem. What does it mean to have gaiva? What does it mean to have arrogance in our service of Hashem? It means you have to feel that what you do matters. That you have to feel that you're not just going through the motions, but that everything that we do has significance and consequence. Says Rav Tzadok, v'hainu sheyeda sh'al yidei ma'asav ose rosham be'elyonim. If I feel that my actions have no meaning whatsoever, if I feel that they don't matter, so of course I'm going to be apathetic. And of course I'm going to be indifferent. Because who really cares what I put on tefillin this morning? Who really cares what I daven with a minyan this morning? Who cares whether I give tzedakah? Who cares where I help someone across? Who cares? But if I really feel that my actions matter, that they matter to the world, and that they matter to Hashem, and that they matter in Kat, if I believe in all of that, then you don't go around apathetic, but rather, you got to be on fire for it. You got to say, you know what? This matters. What I'm doing makes a difference. I can impact and influence lives here on this earth. Hashem gets nachas from it. I'm influencing the cosmic structure of the world. We believe that, says Rav Tzadok. And so the way he says to defeat that sense of coldness, of apathy, and of indifference is to remind yourself just how much everything you do matters. And listen to what Rav Tzadok says now. And this is the clincher. Let's summarize Rav Tzadok's idea because it's a little bit, you have to cover a couple steps. On the one hand, he says that there are two attributes. There's fire and there's snow. Fire is passion, snow is indifference. Fire is the story of Nadav and Avihu, which we recount at the beginning of this week's Parsha. Snow is the story of the Meraglim. They were indifferent, they were apathetic. Which is worse, says Rav Tzadok? Snow is worse. Apathy, indifference. That's the worst characteristic to have. How do we defeat that? By reminding ourselves just how much our actions matter. This, says Rav Tzadok, is the understanding of a pasuk that you and I say every Friday night, and that I'm venturing to say we thought we understood, but now I'm going to tell you a new interpretation that will blow your mind away. We say in Eish Hischayil, the most amazing line which I never appreciated, Lo sira levesa misheleg, ki chovesa lavush shanim. We say about this woman of valor that she is not afraid of snow for her household, because everyone in her household is clothed in scarlet. She's not afraid of snow because everyone in the house has a winter coat. That's essentially what we're saying, right? I need a woman of valor to tell me that, right? That the big thing about a woman of valor is that she makes sure that all her kids have socks and clothes and gloves and mittens. What mother wouldn't want to do that? That's the big chiddush of Eish Hischayil here. You ever wonder that, right? Woman of valor, you're amazing. You make sure that our kids have mittens on in the morning. Right? You make sure that I have my sweatshirt at night when I get cold. That's the woman of valor. Listen to what Rav Tzadok says. He says, yeah, now that we understand what sheleg is, that sheleg means indifference, now let's reinterpret the pasuk. Lo sira levesa misheleg. She's not afraid of apathy. She's not afraid that her household and that the children are going to suffer from apathy and indifference and indifference. She's not afraid of that. She's not afraid that children are going to be blah and the paralysis and all this stuff that have been afflicting the generation since the scouts. The woman of valor is not afraid. Lo sir levesa mishalik. She's not worried about apathetic children. Why? Ki chovesa lavushanim. Because her entire family is dressed in scarlet. What's scarlet? Scarlet is royal clothes. They understand their self-worth. They understand just how consequential they are. And so says Rav Tzadok, let's reread this pasuk. Lo sira levesa mishelag. You want to know why the woman of valor is not afraid of raising children and raising a household that is apathetic and indifferent and disinterested in Judaism? Because kichovesa lavushanim. Because she has indoctrinated her children and her family with the notion of scarlet, with the notion of royal garb, with the notion that we are princes and princesses, that we are born of royalty, that we are children of the Almighty Himself, and therefore we matter. And when we recognize that we matter, and when we recognize that our actions matter, when we recognize that everything that we do is of consequence in this world, then lo sira levesa mishalek, then we understand what it means that our actions mean, and therefore we're never going to be indifferent, and we're never going to be apathetic. That, I think, is an amazing idea from the pre-tzaddik of Tzadok HaKohen of Lublin. It might take a little bit of review along Shabbos, but the fire and the snow, which is worse? It's a great conversation starter at the Shabbos table. Tzadok clearly feels the snow is worse. How do we combat it? Lo sira levesa mishalek. We're not afraid of the snow. You know why? Ki chovesa lavushanim. Because we are going to dress our children, our households in royal garb. We're going to remind everyone constantly that you are children of King Himself, which makes us princes and princesses, which makes us descendants of royalty. It means that our actions matter, and our words matter, and our behaviors matter, and our thoughts matter. And that's going to make us on fire. That's going to make us passionate. We are here on this earth for a limited period of time. Let's not squander it. Let's make the most of it. That is lo sira levesa misheleg, ki chovesa lavushanim. Really an unbelievable interpretation of that pasuk in Mishle. And again, I promise you, that's not one you're going to forget. You will never look at that pasuk again in the same way going forward. That is idea number one. Rav Tzadok HaKohen of Lublin took a little bit longer, but I think it was the money idea for today. I didn't wanted to make sure I did it justice. Idea number two comes from another Hasidish work, the Ohev Yisrael, the Apdarav. Says the Ohev Yisrael, such an idea that is so obvious, and yet you can't study Parshas Kedoshim without reflecting upon it. Daber al kol hadas b'nei Yisrael ve'amarta lehem kedoshim tiyu. You have to speak to the entire Jewish people, and you have to tell them kedoshim. Now, obviously, I think Rashi already points out, but the Mefarshim point out, that this mitzvah, this obligation to tell the Jewish people, has to be b'hakel. Right? Daber el akol hadas b'nei Yisrael. You have to tell everybody. In other words, it's not enough to go house to house, door to door. It's not. But you gotta get everyone together. Daber el kol adas ben Israel. You have to tell the Jewish people as a whole. Why is that the case? Says the Ohev Yisrael, such an obvious, but I think it's a beautiful idea. He says, "Debemes yesh b'Yisrael anashim tzadikim." Yeah, you're right. There are righteous individuals within the Jewish people. Righteous individuals who are worthy of the relationship with Hashem. Righteous individuals who are worthy of that sense of Kedusha. And it's easy for them. You tell them Kedoshim to you. It's easy for them. Now, it's really not. As I pointed out in the past, yes, how many people do you know who are Shomer Shabbos? How many people do you know give tzedakah? How many people do you know help the old lady across the street, right? There are mitzvahs that we're very good. If I ask you how many people do you know do it, you know a lot. How many people do you know that you would characterize as holy? Right? Think about that for a second. It's a great thing to think about the Shabbos, right? Why do we have such a difficulty characterizing each other as holy? Right? We characterize people by their performance of mitzvos, but we're less likely to characterize people as holy. How many holy individuals do you know? What does it even mean to be holy? Says the O of Yisrael, okay, fine. There are righteous Jews who we know it is easy for them to be holy. And on the other hand, we know that there are Jews that it's very hard for them to achieve that state of holiness. Right? There are Jews that have struggles. There are Jews that have nisyonos, challenges. Things don't come as easy for them. So how do we light them on fire? How do we make sure that they achieve that level of Kedusha? Says the O of Yisrael, Lezos Eitza Kamash Malan, Lichlal Atzmo Im Kol Achinu B'nei Yisrael Yachad Ve'az Ish Es Achiv Yazoru. The way to make sure that there's no Jew left behind in the aspiration of Kedusha is by Daber El Kol Adas B'nei Yisrael, is by banding together and collectively striving to achieve lowliness, levels of holiness. As Sarah Newcomb just said, it's contagious. It's absolutely contagious. And that's exactly what the O of Yisrael over here is saying, right? Make Kedusha holiness. That yes, sometimes I struggle at one thing, you struggle at another thing, but if we do it together, if we band together, then we can pick ourselves up. Then we can make sure that I'm not just lighting my own fire, but I'm lighting everyone else's fire as well. The O of Yisrael points out that this is what we say, Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam, that we compare the neshama to a candle. Right? What does it mean, a candle? You ever know? We have this all the time. Sometimes you go to light the candle, usually it's a Havdalah candle because the week before we had dipped it in the wine or the grape juice and it's not lighting easily. Right? So sometimes you have a candle and the candle is very difficult to light. It's not catching. So what do you do sometimes? You might take another fire that's already lit. You'll bring it close to the candle that you're having difficulty lighting. And if you put the two close enough together for a long enough period of time, then even the other candle that was difficult to light will eventually light on fire as well. Says the O of Yisrael, says the Apta Rav, that is the approach to Kedusha. Sometimes you have a Jew who's having trouble lighting his candle. Sometimes you have a Jew who's having trouble going on fire. And so what do? We combine together, we band together arm in arm with the rest of the Jewish people, and then umis oreres gam hi la'avodas Hashem Yisbarach. And that is how we inspire even that person, even the person who's having trouble lighting himself on fire. That is how we guarantee to light his fire as well. And that's what he says, right? Kol Adas B'nei Yisrael Rotza Lomar, Shichlulu Yachad Kol Aida Kedosha, that there's a power in a community. Ve'az Kedoshim to you. And when we come together, then every single person, every single Jew, every single Jew can achieve that level of holiness. I think this idea is more necessary in this year than ever before. This year, as we've been separate, and this year, even as people are having difficulty coming back, some of their own doing right now, some for legitimate reasons, but nonetheless, we've been separated for a whole year. The greatest argument for Tefillah B'Tzibur, the greatest argument for coming back together in shul and for learning, and what do I need that for, Rabbi? I have a minyan on my block. I have the learning in my house. What do I need to come back together for? The answer is, Daber al kol adas b'nei Yisrael. The O of Yisrael says, how do you ensure that even people who are struggling ensure that they achieve the status of Kedoshim Tihyu? The answer is very simple. It's al kol adas b'nei Yisrael. Ve'az kedoshim to you. That when we come together, and then everyone can be the kedoshim to you. Right? Sometimes my candle isn't lighting, but if I'm together with you, if I'm inspired by other people, that'll light my candle on fire as well. I know for myself personally how much I benefit from other people, from being inspired by other people. Some days, if my davening is a little, I'm not as focused, I rely on those around me to be able to draw that inspiration, to be able to draw that energy, right? If it's learning, sometimes it's very, last year Shavuos was very hard to learn. I was alone in the house. And while it was great to have a chavrusa with my son, it was somewhat limiting. I'm excited to be back together this year with the energy and the dynamism and the passion that's going to be in the Shavuos night. That's going to carry me. And hopefully my learning is going to carry you. That's the the relationship that we rely upon to keep ourselves inspired, says the Ohev Yisrael, that's Daber al Kol Adas Bnei Yisrael. It is only when we do it together as a community. And the last idea comes from the Parsha as well. You'll notice that in Perek Yutes 19 of our Parsha tomorrow morning, you'll notice that the word panim, the Hebrew word for face, in one form or another, appears many times, seven times at least. Now, anytime a word appears seven times, you know it is profound, you know it is important. So, for example, almost every single case is in a certain direction, I'll say. Al tifnu el ha'elilim. Don't turn your face towards other gods. Vilifne iver lo titein michsho. Right? If a blind person's there, don't put a stumbling block in front of him. Velo sadar pnei gadol. Don't favor rich people over poor people when they come to court. Al tifnu el ha'avot ve'al. Don't turn your face to ghosts and to magic. Every single case, almost every single case, tifnu, lifne, pene, tifnu, right? That's all the root word of panim, which means face. Every single example is what I should not do. Who I'm supposed to be turning away from. Don't turn towards other gods. Don't put a stumbling block. Don't favor rich. Don't turn. It's all don't. I'm supposed to turn away, but it never tells me who I'm supposed to turn towards. Until you come to Pasuk Lamed Beis 32, where the Torah finally tells us, Mipnei seva takum vehadarta pnei zaken v'yareisam elecha ni Hashem. Right? If you want to be holy, says the Torah, Parshas Kedoshim, how do we achieve the level of holiness? Don't turn toward other gods. Don't favor the rich. Don't turn towards magic. But you know who you should be turning towards? Bipnei seva takum. Turn towards the elderly. Vehadarta pnei zaken. Stand in their presence. Give the elderly honor. Says the Torah, you want to know how we achieve holiness? We achieve holiness by having that sense of humility. We achieve holiness when we humbly stand at the feet of those who are wiser than us, of those who have more life experience than we might have. And we allow ourselves to learn from them and to bask in their wisdom, in their sagaciousness. Says the Torah, yes, don't turn towards this and don't turn toward that and don't turn toward the other thing. But you want to know how to achieve holiness? The simplest way to achieve that level of holiness is a sense of humility. An awareness of learning from everyone. Mipnei seva takum ve'adarta pnei zaken. The word pnei, panim, twice. We turn away from so much. But you know who we turn towards? The elderly, the wise, those who have life experiences. In Boca Raton, Florida, I always tell people this is one of the great benefits I have of learning in Boca, is that my children have, although they have, thank God, actual grandparents, but locally they have people who they can look up to and learn from and be inspired by. And so we have gems in our community. We have individuals like Martin Judovitz and others, right, who have enormous life experience and wisdom and who I can't get enough of taking my kids to, because just the experience of being in their presence is enormously impactful, right? We should never take that for granted. We have veterans who served in the army in difficult wars, both in Israel and America, life experiences. Those are the people who should be our heroes. Those are the people who should be on the pedestals. And so says the Torah, you want to achieve holiness? Holiness means understanding that you don't have all the answers and that you're not perfect, but that you're willing to learn from other people. That you're willing to learn from other people, that you're open to the experience of learning. Because you and I both know that if you're willing to learn from other people, you'll grow. You'll learn new things about yourself. You'll continue to aspire. You'll continue to accomplish more. Don't be so arrogant, says the Torah, to assume that you have all the answers. But rather, v'hadarta pnei zaken, rather look towards those who are elderly, mibnei seva takum, show them the respect, be deferential to them, experience humility, be willing to learn, and if you do that, then you can aspire to a life of holiness. So we saw three ideas in just under 30 minutes this week. We will start from the beautiful idea of Rav Tzadok, Losira Mibesa Misheleg. Again, I don't want anyone to forget this vort at Friday night tonight when you sing Eishes Chaya. Losira Levesa Misheleg. Why was the woman of valor not afraid of that apathy, the indifference? Ki Chovesa Lavushanim. Because she taught everyone in their house that they are royalty, that we are children of Hashem, we are princes and princesses, our actions matter, and therefore how can you be apathetic? How could you not be on fire? Yes, you can't have the fire of Nadav and Aviyu, but we should be on fire. That was the gorgeous idea of Rav Tzadok of Lublin in his pre-tzadok on Parshas Achrei Mos. We went to Parshas Kedoshim then. We said, what happens when you don't feel on fire? Where do you draw your inspiration from then? How do you light your candle? The answer is, Daber al kol adas b'nei Yisrael, says the Ohev Yisrael. By connecting yourself to the Jewish people, even if your candle is not lit, but you'll be able to light it because of someone else's. You'll be able to draw inspiration from those around you, the beautiful insight of the Ohev Yisrael. And lastly, where do you draw that inspiration from? Who do you go to for the inspiration? Well, that's the placement of the word panim. The word face appearing seven times at least in chapter 19 of our Parsha tomorrow morning. Almost every case is what not to do until we come to Mibnei Seva Takum Ve'adarta Pnei Zakein. Where do we draw that inspiration from? We draw it from our willingness to learn from other people. That our openness to learn from other people. Halomed Mikol Adam, as we learn in Pirkei Avos. Someone who is a lifelong learner. If you read any of the biographies of Abraham Lincoln, all the biographies talk about his humility and his willingness to learn from other people. The Team of Rivals, the great book by Doris Kearns Goodwin, that's the premise of it, is that Abraham Lincoln wasn't afraid to surround himself with people who thought differently than he did and who were going to challenge his way of thinking. He viewed that as a mila, not a morid, as a benefit, not something that was a detraction. And that's what allowed him to achieve the great heights that he achieved. That has to be our approach as well, to be a lifelong learner. Halomed mikol adam, to learn from everyone. Vehadarta pnei zakein mibnei seva takum. Utilize the gifts of the people that we have around us to draw that inspiration. And with that, we should all be not just on fire, but a holy fire. A fire that is directed towards our service of Hashem. We shouldn't, chas v'shalom, be apathetic or indifference in our servants of Hashem, but rather we should all go into Shabbos, losira levesa misheleg. We should not be afraid that coldness will overcome our hearts, ki chovesa lavushanim, because we should all remember that we are the children of Hashem, that we are princes and princesses. Everyone have a wonderful, wonderful Shabbos.